This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. To those of you in my church family who walk these days of Lent from Ash Wednesday, these days of Holy Week from Palm Sunday to now Resurrection Day, we celebrate today the great gift of new life that comes from Jesus. To my church family, to those of you who are part of this great faith community, let us rejoice and let us be glad. For those of you who visit us today from other churches or whatever you may be coming from, you know that you should be in somebody's church on Resurrection Day. And so we welcome you today and say, let us rejoice and be glad. To those three men who were baptized, confirmed, and received their first Eucharist last evening in vigil, who are back here today to celebrate the good news of Jesus, my brothers, let us rejoice and be glad. And to our little ones, these precious little girls who are going to be baptized today from our school, from St. Martin de Porres Catholic School, down the street. Young ladies, stand up. It's all right. Let us rejoice and be glad today. Amen. Amen. I oftentimes ask you to pray for me as I preach the word. The word's been proclaimed so beautifully today and escorted so spiritually to the altar by our youth. And now I ask for your prayers and God's blessings upon me today as what comes out of my mouth this morning may indeed be what God desires to be heard today. Would you lift up holy hands and pray with me and pray over me and ask for God's Spirit to fall afresh upon me today. Good and gracious God, thank you so much for the gift of mercy this morning. It was not my alarm clock, but grace and mercy that woke me up this morning. And I thank you, Lord, for the gift of your priesthood, the gift of ministry. But strengthen me today, Lord, that my word may be your word to your people. In Jesus' precious name, that name above all names, let the church say, amen. Amen. Last Monday evening and afternoon, many of us were truly saddened and shaken by the terrible fire that took place in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. Thank God nobody was physically harmed. But to watch that beautiful edifice ablaze as it was, and to think that perhaps it would not make it, it kind of shook us to the core, amen? No different than those Baptist churches in Louisiana that were bombed recently, that hatred still raised its ugly head in our nation. And just this morning, I understand it was churches destroyed in Sri Lanka. Well, even if you don't really care much about church architecture, don't care about the beauty of the history of Paris and France, if you've never traveled in that beautiful space as I have, it had to shake you to the core, didn't it? As one who is responsible, as a steward of this great house of God, you've come into today that is beautifully cleaned and decorated as it ought to be on Resurrection Day. I had to come over here last Monday and just make sure everything was okay. I live here. And so I'm not just a pastor who kind of comes and goes on Sunday morning to get my check. I live here as a member of the community and care about what happens to this wonderful building. Over 100 years old and stands as a testimony to those who truly love the Lord and love the church. Those windows, the beautiful marble, the high ceiling, the reredos of the altar, speaks to a love of God and God's church, of a people long time ago, amen? And we come into this space today and are beneficiaries of what they built in this beautiful house of God. By far, the strongest and most beautiful church on Lehigh Avenue. St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. And as that beautiful bell tower stands there with the four evangelists looking out across the neighborhood, and the bell announces it's time for prayer. This is the house of God and the gate to heaven. But the church is not a building. As beautiful as this may be, as historic as it may be, people knelt here in the 20s and 30s to receive the Holy Eucharist. A church is not a building. You see, somebody once sang, a chair is a chair. Even when no one's sitting there. But a church is not a church without people. You see, a house is a house, but a house is not a home unless there's some love there. A church is just an old building without people. It's the people who make the church. And the building stands as a place for the people to come to worship their God. It's the people's house. And it should be respected, immaculately clean, and always on point, because it's the people's house. You don't bring mess into the building. Whatever you're doing outside, you don't bring that into the church, because it's the people's house. That's why it's a certain way to behave yourself in the house. My mother would say, don't bring that mess in the 2021 West Van Angle Street. It's the people's house. And that is even more real today on Resurrection Day. Because what's the foundation of a people? What is the foundation of a Christian people? But to believe, to love, to serve Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. It's the foundation, it's the rock, church, of who we are if we claim to be Christians. Anybody Christian in this church this morning besides me? Anybody claim Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior besides me? Stand up for Jesus today on Resurrection Day. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. It's amazing, so many things that gets excited, don't they? You just won the lottery. Folks get up, all excited. I'm gonna buy you a round of drinks. Oh yeah, really? Your child made first honors, all right. The Sixers gonna win this series, all right? But no matter how many times you win the lottery, how many rounds of drinks folks buy you, how many world champions, that doesn't compare to what God did this morning when he rose his son from the dead. And I don't know about you, but there's no resurrection, then it's all this means nothing. Oh, a big joke. But just as you know, Jesus Christ is risen, church. He is risen from the dead. And that's the good news that anchors us as church to believe in something beyond ourselves, to celebrate something beyond ourselves, to work for something beyond ourselves, to be church and not just inside the beautiful building. Tear it down. We would still be church together if we stand rooted, connected to each other. What do I mean today? Resurrection in church looks like when people come together in ministry, not looking for any kind of reward or recompense, but simply because the ministry needs to happen to build the body of Christ. That's what we're trying to do here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. Do your ministry. Serve. Help somebody. Lift somebody up. Find a new way to reach out and reach up to do ministry of service to God's people. How do we build church? It means walking down the street to an outstanding school, a model school that stands what happens when people come together in relationship. That school would have been closed a long time ago. If not for Father Ed and Sister Nancy, Brian McAwee, and so many others who came together, that those little girls are not just educated well, not just safe. Every child should be safe in Philadelphia. Every child should be safe. Every child should receive great instruction. But what makes a Catholic school different is the rock of Jesus. It's to stand on that rock to call us to be saints. What does church look like? Church means we go out as we did yesterday. I thank God. God has given me the eyes to see what happens when folks come together and go out of the building to sweep up the nasty streets of our community, to put plants out, to remind people you are important, you matter. This neighborhood is just as important as Rittenhouse Square, Society Hill, Mount Airy, anywhere else. But what have we done to think it's okay to dump ourselves on ourselves? If nothing else, somebody saw some folks walking out of this building to clean up, to sweep up, to paint up, to remind people the kingdom of God is among you. What does church look like? Church looks like forgiveness of somebody who's hurt you. Y'all got quiet right now, didn't you? You can't cling to Jesus and not cling to forgiveness and mercy. Don't come and ask for God to forgive your sin. And we all have, I have mine, unless I'm not willing and active and intentional to forgive those who've hurt me. It goes together, church. What does church look like? It means we work together, not following Father Steve. Father Steve's a man, just a man, who's tried to be the best leader and pastor he can be. But my days are numbered. My time comes to an end quickly. You move on following Jesus, clinging to Jesus, and remembering what it means to be church. Yes, we must keep this building going for legacy. For those that have your place for your confirmation, if God says so, your marriage will send you off to high school or college. But the church is not a building. The greatest treasure, the Archbishop said in Paris, is not all the wonderful relics of the past. Important. The greatest treasure in Notre Dame are the people. The greatest treasure of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church are you, the people people of God. And if we work together, if we know his eye is on the sparrow, why do I feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? Why does my heart feel lonely and long for heaven home? You see, Jesus, y'all don't know about Jesus, is my portion. My constant friend is he. When I'm hungry, he's got some bread for me. When I'm thirsty, he's got some living water. When I'm lost, he's my good shepherd. You see, his eyes on that little sparrow. And I know he watches over me and you and this place. So I sing because I'm happy. Anybody happy in church this morning? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know, on Resurrection Day, I know he watches over me. Amen.